Atlanta in Miami Friday. Christian Yelich warming up before the game with a young fan. In the top of the first, Atlanta was warmed up. They have a 1-0 lead and they have 2-1. Lane Adams is at the plate facing Dan Straley.
High fly, deep to left field. That's a moonshot. That ball is out of here. 3-run home run, Lane Adams. And it is 4-0 Braves in the first inning.
And the first pitch to him. Hit down the left field line, fair or foul. If it's fair, it's trouble. It is a fair ball. Bounces high off the wall. Scoring easily is Gordon. Hot on his heels is Stanton. And in the second, with the third consecutive hit for the Marlins, a double will put two on the board. It's 5-2 Braves.
And the pitch by Winkler. Looping on drive, center field, that's a base hit. Rojas scores. Talese Rivera on third coming to the plate, and he is out! Lane Adams guns him down from center field. 2-2. Looping line drive, base hit to center. Scoring is Stanton. Here's Ozuna to the plate. He will score. It's a 2-run single for Justin Bour. And the Marlins take the lead 6-5. Might have broken his bat. He just muscled it over the shift beyond the reach of Swanson.
He's also hit into a boatload of double plays, and he's got the bad hamstring. Can't run very much. The pitch to Kemp. Ground ball right back to Ziegler. Goes to home for one on the first game. 1-2-3 double play, and the Marlins hold on and beat the Braves. 5-0 lead evaporates. Marlins bat around in the bottom of the seventh, score four times to take the lead, and somehow they were able to hold it despite the Braves loading the bases with one out in the ninth.
The Marlins have taken the first two games of their series against the Braves. Final score on Friday is 6-5 Miami, climbing out of a 5-0 second inning hole. Marcell Ozuna goes 2-for-3 with a run and 3 RBI. He reaches 120 RBI for the season. He and Giancarlo Stanton become the first pair of teammates to drive in at least 120 runs in a single season since 2005, when David Ortiz and Manny Ramirez did so for the Red Sox, and Gary Sheffield and A-Rod did so for the Yankees. The Braves blow a 5-0 second inning lead, and they lose in Miami to the Marlins by a 6-5 final on Friday. After the game, here's their manager Brian Snitker's reaction.
You know, he battled through and kept the damage limited in the sixth, you know. So he says, you know, it was a good job. I thought he was going to go throw a complete game when he was out there. I mean, pitch count was good and stuff was really good. And third time around. But he made some good pitches to keep that inning manageable.
Yeah, how impressive was that inning for a young guy?
No, it's good, yeah. I mean, it's good. And to see him battle through that because his stuff stayed. I mean, it wasn't like he went down or anything. I mean, he still had good stuff and made pitches when he had to get out of it.
You get the strikeouts at the end of the inning. Is that why you come bring him back?
Yeah, out? I mean, I didn't think his, you know, the stuff that was down. I mean, I kind of liked the matchups in the next inning with him. It's just something that he got out of that. But like I say, I didn't see a decline in stuff.
You talk a lot about how you get those early leads. Sometimes it's tough because there's so many other
at-bats. There's so many at-bats, and then it's kind of, you know, we didn't, been great to add on some runs, you know, to keep scoring, but that just sometimes that didn't happen either. Just a tough one right there.
That point in time when they bring in Ziegler there, you've got Kemp up already. Did you think about Matt Adams?
Yeah, I thought about it, a good feeling about Matt, too. So, I mean, it's just one of them things, you know. If he gets a hit right there, everything's great, but he didn't. What if?
Now, looking at what Gohar did here over the last month, we didn't know a lot about him.
Right.
Are you pretty encouraged?
Yeah.
No, absolutely. There's no reason he can't be part of the rotation next year. I mean, he's a legit guy. I mean, he's a potential top-of-the-rotation type guy.
You think about how, you know, little experience he has, and here he is in the, you know, his last start of the year, he's pumping 100, even in the sixth inning.
Yeah, he holds his velocity. I mean, it's not an effort for him to throw the ball, and that's something you really like about him.
Yeah, You've talked about how much you like getting these young guys' experience up here, but you had somebody that looked like ready in the bullpen when he got in that jam. How much do you enjoy giving them the experiences of building out of jams like that,
well,
too?
Well, no, it's good. I mean, it's to experience that. And like I say, I had confidence in him when he went out in the seventh. I mean, I you know, probably was his last hitter, whether he walked him or popped him up right there. But he's got, you know, he's got stuff that's where we were in the lineup and all that, that he can navigate through that. And so, I mean, like I say, that Rojas was his last hitter either way. So, I still like, I mean, the kid's got a great arm and he's going to be real good for a long time.
They got some big time RBI guys, but they got some dinky hits there in that inning.
Well, I mean,
balls.
The Stanton, you know, who's of all people gets one like the six or seven that they got last night. So, it's why we keep coming back, I guess.
You like what you've seen from Lane Adams all season, but he's been getting a chance to play nearly every day, and he's really been coming up big for you on both sides.
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, he's showed he had skills over the course of the summer and has done a good job. He can fill in. Like I say, he can play all over the outfield and it was good. He jumped him tonight and got us on the board good. And he and Oz. So, he's done a real good job.
Saturday's pitching matchup is Lucas Sims throwing for the Braves against Odrysamir Despaigne for Miami.